Hello?
Hi, Vincent.
Hello?
Hi, Vincent.
Hi.
Hi, this is Joe LaValle again with the FBI. How are you?
Good. Just to let you know, this phone call is also being audio recorded.
Yep. So I did send the subpoena to your attorney that we previously talked about, but I was going to try to reach out to your attorney. I don't know if he's available by phone, just in regards to a non-disclosure order. It would be basically... Our what we call U.S. Attorney's Office has issued the subpoena, but sometimes email providers will feel the need to notify the owner of the email address about the subpoena. So if that email provider feels that need, then we provide them with what we call a non-disclosure order, which is an order from the court basically ordering that the email, the owner of the email, not be notified about the subpoena. So I just needed to ask your attorney if he would basically require non-disclosure order.
Okay. So just so you know, the knowledge of this subpoena is already public knowledge. So it's a little bit late for that. This phone call is also being heard by several other people that are not within jurisdiction from the FBI. That will do everything to make sure that everyone knows that there is a subpoena. So that I fully respect you and your job, but that probably isn't very realistic. Any legal process needs to go to my lawyer, and any contact that comes through me, including this phone call, is public record.
Right. So I just wanted to reach your attorney's phone number. Basically, if he has an available phone number to contact him.
My attorney is a female. Her name is Jessalyn Radak. And the only contact information that I have to give out is her email address.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll just get her by email. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.